Moody in the morning.
You're waking up, Southwest Michigan. Let's get this day started.
8:12 on the Moody in the Morning Show. It's Monday, December 18th, 2017. Time for Monday Morning Money Talk with United Federal Credit Union. And in the house this morning, the big boss, the top dog, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of United Federal Credit Union, Terry O'Rourke. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome back. Delighted to have you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. Well, it's been a pretty darn good year for United Federal. You've been doing a whole lot of things all across the landscape. Let's take a look back and a look ahead.
You know, Pat, it has been a great year for United Federal Credit Union. We've introduced new products. We've introduced new services, new technologies, and new branches, all to benefit our members. But, you know, this is really the time of year to reflect on how appreciative we are for our communities and families and to thank them for our support. So what I'd like to talk about this morning is our 10th annual Pay It Forward program, which we're going to be celebrating on Wednesday.
Very cool. I always love this story because you guys are so unique in what you do, and it's just it's great to hear. So tell us all about it.
Yeah. This Wednesday we're going to be celebrating our 10th annual Pay It Forward program as a group. And for those listening who don't know about Pay It Forward, it was initiated by our employees about 10 years ago. And they decided that rather than spend money on a holiday party for themselves, they wanted to take that money and give it back to the community and give it back to families that may need a little bit of extra help having a happy holiday season. And over the past 10 years, it's grown tremendously. When we first launched it, we were able to donate $5,000 back to our communities. Mm-hmm. And in 2017, we were able to donate last year we were able to donate $11,000, and we can't wait to see where 2017 comes out.
Very cool. And I know that the classic is, as you said, the employees themselves said, you know, why don't we do something a little bit different instead of having this party, you know, in and with ourselves? Why not take this money? But then, you know, they take the money that the credit union gives to instead of spending, and they add to it themselves.
They do, yeah. It's really turned into quite a program where they do their own fundraising. They donate their time to these causes where they also donate money. So it's really turned out to be terrific for the credit union, the employees, and the communities. And you know, credit unions are about people helping people. And we believe everybody at United, we believe everybody should have the opportunity to improve their financial lives. And this is just one of the ways that we put our values into action.
It really is awesome. So on Wednesday, what do you gather together and say, okay, go forth, and or how does that work?
Our team has been working hard over the past several weeks to deliver the money and the donations to their nonprofits and the families they want to help. And then Wednesday we get together as a group, and we all talk about the causes.
Compare
and
notes.
Yeah. So it's a celebration. It's a celebration of our employees and what they've accomplished.
Okay. I had it turned around. I was thinking this was where you say, okay, now go out and make this thing happen. But this is the culmination. This is the wrap up to say, here's what we did.
Yeah.
And this is so cool as to what we did.
And it's really very heartwarming to hear all the stories.
Do you have any examples that you can recall from, like last year, or just some of the things that some of the employees have done over the course of the years?
Yeah, one example, and there are many like this, but example, we had branches in North Carolina, mm-hmm. and one of the branches sponsored a family who had a sick family member back in Texas.
Okay.
And they wanted to travel back to Texas to be with this family member. Okay. They didn't have the funds to be able to do that, so the team in North Carolina sponsored this family, and they were able to spend time with their loved one in Texas. So it really runs the gamut. It's families who might need a little bit of help in the holiday season. It's nonprofits. It's the Humane Society, which I know is near and dear to your heart. You know, as I walk through the headquarters building in St. Joe, you know, you can see all of the bags of dog food and items that people have brought in so that they can not only donate money to the Humane Society, but also also items to help the animals.
Sure, because that's always a huge party every year when folks turn out and turn that those goods in, because they get no state, federal money or anything. It's all purely from donations from people like us.
Yeah, and I could go on and on, and some of the stories are so touching. You know, there's not a dry eye after the meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah, but it's a good feeling, right?
It really is.
A huge good feeling for not only the individuals, but also for the community itself. So that's really cool. So your celebration, everybody gets together and they start comparing notes. Do they go through full-scale presentations or anything? PowerPoints going?
Yeah, they
that's cool.
You know, there are videos.
So better.
Yeah, so we can't all be together because we're so spread out
geographically. Well, that's true. Yeah, because you're out in Reno and North Carolina.
So people send in videos, and they really put a lot of production value, a lot of creativity into the videos. It's a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Well, you got an outstanding team in every regard, and it's a delight to hear the kinds of stories that you are able to produce. And hats off to the employees for saying, you know, let's do this a little bit different. Let's instead of celebrating ourselves, let's celebrate our communities.
Yeah, we have the best group of people around at United, and it's truly my honor to lead a group of people who believe so strongly in giving back, and they keep Pay It Forward growing, and they keep the tradition alive. And it's as I said, my honor to be able to lead that organization.
Well, you do a great job.
Well, thank you. And as I said, now's the time of year to really reflect on how appreciative we are for our communities and families and our team at United. And I really want to thank all of them for their support.
So you got a sneak preview of what's coming in 2018?
I don't. No, it's you know, I know what my group did, but yeah. I can't scoop us.
Well, no, I didn't mean in that point. I meant from United Federal, you know, as to, you know, new expansions and things like that.
Yeah, you know, we as I said, we had a great year in 2017. New products, new services, new branches, and in 2018 we're going to be, you know, continue to be very, very focused on delivering excellent member service and delivering a real personalized experience to our members. And we'll do that again through new products, new technologies to help our members really get that personal service and that experience, whether they're in a branch, on their computer, on their phones, calling into the member service center, wherever they are. We're there for them.
All right, very good. Well, hats off to you. And yeah, I certainly didn't want you to usurp anybody's steal anybody's thunder for Wednesday.
Well, one more
they'd
thing.
They'd lynch me for even asking.
one last thing on Wednesday. In order to be able to do this, the member service center and the branches are going to be closed until 10 a.m.,
okay,
which is a little bit of a disruption in service, but I hope people understand it's for a good cause.
Exactly.
And that time is being very well spent.
Amen. All right, my friend. Always good to see you.
It's great to see you. Happy holidays to you and
Thank
Mrs.
you.
Moody.
Thanks. Same to you and your bride.